Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. A longtime East Lansing recording engineer and music producer is savoring his role in a record up for a Grammy Award next Monday. Bassist Marcus Miller's album Aphrodisia has been nominated for an award in the Best Contemporary Instrumental Album category. Here's a bit of the opening track, High Life. East Lansing's Glenn Brown became involved in the project when Marcus Miller asked trumpeter Etienne Charles, who teaches at Michigan State University and has performed on Current State, to play on a track. That recording, the track is called Son of Macbeth, was done at Brown's GBP studio in East Lansing. On Monday, I visited Glenn Brown at GBP, and as we listened to the track, I first asked him about bassist Marcus Miller.
Well, Marcus Miller is a jazz bassist that used to play with Miles Davis and actually has had quite a career as a bassist. And really, when I've watched Marcus on videos and things, I really think Marcus may be one of the top five bass players in the world, for sure. He's got so much skill. And I was so excited when Etienne Charles, the trumpet player, brought Marcus's Miller's new files in for me to overdub onto and do the work here. And so Etienne played trumpet, and he played percussion, and he's a very gifted musician.
And you were not in the recording process involved in all of the instruments here that we just heard on Marcus's track here. Some of that came to you pre-recorded, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I actually got the files from them. They sent me files to work on, and then we actually added the elements that he wanted us to add, which is percussion. We did multiple layers of percussion, like congas, shakers, bongos, things like that. And then Etienne also played the trumpet, which we recorded. Etienne likes to record the trumpet with a specific setup here. He's trying to match up what he does in New York typically.
And describe your role as engineer or producer. What are you trying to accomplish exactly?
Well, that sort of depends on the project. I think every project that comes in, I might have a different role. If I'm engineering, oftentimes I'm actually picking the spatial, sound of things, like how it's going to actually work together in the mix next to other things. So if, for instance, you're doing percussion or something, you might want to put a little space into it, like record room mics, record more ambient microphones, make choices like that to actually give them the best sound that they can fit into that particular song. And you have to let the music kind of guide you as to what your role is. When you hear what the music is and what's going on or what's involved when you're going to record it or overdub on it or do anything, you kind of have to be able to fit something in that's going to sound correct and play correctly. The engineer's role is oftentimes to pick the correct microphone, mic pre, the space, how you're going to use the space around the sounds. And so that's oftentimes, I think, what makes the sounds more special is that space. I tend to try to make it, to do the best I can to make them sound the best that they can.
And does the kind of music make a difference, Glenn? Does working on a jazz project mean more to you than, say, a country project or a metal band or something like that?
Actually, I like working on all kinds of music. I've worked on metal music. Worked with Nazareth as example, which was a pretty big 80s metal band, hard rock band. Jazz is something that's very close to me. I've been doing jazz since the early 70s when I was playing in bands with Bill Laswell. We actually played a lot of jazz music at that time, and I starved and was broke and playing jazz for a long time. It was actually a lot of fun, though. Those were good times in my life. So jazz has a special feeling to me in some ways. I love to work on jazz records. I also work on classical stuff. I've done quite a bit of stuff with symphony and orchestra. I have worked on country records, not as many big names at all, but I have worked on some country. I did work with Kenny Rogers at one point, which was cool. He was in country. But I even worked with Frank Sinatra at one point, which is like very bizarre, a big band with an orchestra. I was actually the music producer for Lee Iacocca's retirement celebration, which was a huge event. They hired me to do the music for this whole project, and I actually ended up working with Frank Sinatra as part of it, which was kind of interesting, the whole experience, actually.
Technology has changed so dramatically, to say the least, since you got started. Where would you say the change has been most impactful?
Yeah, actually, we could see that all coming, all the changes that were coming. We used to joke about someday there'll be a single rack space that has a recording studio in it. You know, it's like the rack is where all the equipment is held typically in a studio. And, you know, you've got huge piles of equipment that you spend all this money on. And then we just figured that with the way things were going, that you could probably have a whole studio in a rack. And really now I think it's got to where you could have a whole studio on your like watch, basically. I mean, literally they have a multi-track recorder now built right into the new Apple watches and the iPhones and stuff. These are actually potentially a studio. When you think about Sgt. Pepper's recorded on 4-track, it's a little bit more complex than that. But even so, you know, you've got that on your watch now. So when you look at the technology change that's happened over the years, I think in the early 80s, with the advent of the small computers like Apple computers and so on, you could see the change coming. It was like all of a sudden it was replacing a lot of musicians in the studio. You know, the synthesizers and drum machines and sequencers and computers and stuff began to replace the real musicians, you know, that were on records. And that's how I kind of mapped my career. I looked at that and said, okay, we know that change is coming. So what does that mean to us? And where is it going to go? And what do I need to do to be on top of that in the future?
Well, the Grammys are next Monday night, and East Lansing's Glenn Brown, owner of GBP Studio in East Lansing, has some skin in the game here for his engineering role on bassist Marcus Miller's Aphrodisia album. Best of luck, continued success here in East Lansing, Glenn.
Well, thank you so much.